out.
I nearly sure you said you were fighting a war in Africa.
I did say I fought a war, yeah.
Yeah, in Africa.
Did you or did you not go to where you're not allowed on the island?
No, we didn't go to that.
What are you talking about?
Are you on about where the indigenous people kill you?
Yeah.
No, that's in India.
No, there.
That's in India.
You didn't go there? For a documentary.
No, next he's gonna, do you know what he's gonna say next? You didn't lick the whole length of O'Connell Street up to the rotunda.
I thought you said you went over there. And
no, I didn't. See, you don't pay attention. It's not that I don't tell you something. You don't pay attention.
What are you on about?
What are you talking about?
What do you mean you didn't herd penguins in Antarctica around?
I say you just have to kayak or canoe to this island and these people kill you if they find you.
That is something I told you about off completely Gilgal. Different people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not you.
No.
Don't believe it. I think you're backtracking.
If I had gone to that place, I'd never stop telling people about it. Well, I would.
Yeah, you would, man. You're so private. Just tell me a drive and went to Japan. It's not that deep.
Never been to Japan.
And the only reason how we know you have kids because you have to leave here for fucking 3 months.
He's right about every that. Year. You definitely wouldn't say that about your kids only if you were on paternity leave.
The only reason.
And the only reason we know you're married is because your wife introduced herself to us. You didn't introduce
her. She's one of our own.
Very good.
So, here we are. New episode of Talking More Bollocks brought to you by Go Loud. It's me, Terry Penis. Just, any questions on?
We don't do intros on the bonus episode. We say this every week.
I'm at every the same week. If a bit of silence happens in this room, boys, I'll break the studio up. If we get silence for more than 2.5 seconds, I'm going to break the camera in front of me. Remember I took the clock off the wall by accident? Don't be acting up. I'll leave, boys. I swear my man's lip will walk out of the studio.
And do you know what the best part is? Oh, now he's bluffing and he's pretending that he's not, and he's like putting his hand on the handle of the door as if he's going to open it. Oh, now you have no intentions in leaving.
Oh, no, but I don't want to die. Boys, I hate that.
Do you know what he's like? Do you ever see parents with their kids and they're like, go up the stairs now? One.
Yeah.
Two. But the gap between the two and the three goes on for about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
2.5. That's what you were like there. But then I had to walk out the door.
Right.
Have you got any questions on?
Yeah, we have a few.
Do you know what else I found out? Do you know the way like we have the best defamation laws in the world?
I wouldn't say best. Strictest.
Yeah.
Strictest in the... Well, one of the strictest in the Western world, yeah.
I found out it's the opposite in America. So if I say like, mm-hmm. Owen Brennan washes money. In America, you have to prove that you don't wash money. Yeah, but over here, I have to prove you do wash money.
I told you that 3 years ago.
Don't remember.
See, we return to the theme of you two not listening.
I do remember that.
I remember Darren Clary telling me, saying America is the best place to do a podcast. He said to me that doing a podcast in America is the best because you can just say whatever you want about whatever you want and get away with it. What? We fucked up, Terry. We fucked up. Grant, so there you go. Educational. Even the bonus episode's educational.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions? Terry's just sitting there with headphones on.
Feels weird, but right.
Okay, question. Ben from Cork. Summer themed question, he tells us. Would you rather be forever sunburnt or have perpetually sandy feet?
Oh, sunburnt. Sandy feet gets to me bad, but can't have that. Boys, I get sensory overload where sand on my feet.
Boys, it gets in everywhere. Like, no matter what you do, do you ever bang your runners out after being on the beach, you go home, there's definitely going to be sand in the gaff.
Yeah.
There's just no, it's unavoidable. It's like, I used to have an analogy. I used to call Kevin Hart sand because he gets in everywhere. Every film he used to put on Netflix, Kevin Hart was in it. But actually saying that, we heard a good nickname about somebody, the plumber's nightmare, because he's like water, just gets in everywhere. Oh, it was a cracker. Especially when you know who it's about.
Yeah.
But yeah, now I take the sunburn as well. Sunburn is like, you're grand, and then you like instantly pass the point of no return. No matter what you do, you're just scalded then.
Yeah.
It's mental how that happens, but you can't touch it because it's so sore. Oh, and you have to sleep on the duvet and all. Oh,
Jesus. Yeah.
And you feel sick and you're like, is this heat stroke? I can't eat and I'm just, oh, what is it? I hate it. And you know what? It happens to me every time I go away. I never put no sunscreen on.
And you want that every day instead of
all over sandy,
sandy feet,
bro. Oh.
Would you not get used like to it. Sandy feet though?
And I don't even like sand on your hands. Even if there's no sand on your hands, when it's at the being on them, they feel like
dry, you know.
Dry and sticky and all. There's the ugh.
But what was the, how severe was the sunburn in the question?
How severe is the sand?
Just says forever sunburned.
Or constantly sandy feet forever.
Forever sunburned, yeah.
You take the forever sunburn. You couldn't walk anywhere around. You couldn't run. The sand rubbing off your feet. The friction. Like, I feel like you're going to get sunburned at some stage throughout the year. It's unavoidable.
I'm taking the sand.
You have a traumatic experience.
Oh, yeah. You battled.
Terrence can see in your eyes.
Has it been there?
Yeah.
That's because you still have the same gene.
Yeah, same blood, no.
No. Danny, not a question, but he just says a quick one for you on going back to college. Most people aren't aware that if you're in full-time employment in Ireland, you're entitled to apply for college courses through Springboard. They'll cover 90% of the fee. You only pay the remaining 10%. Danny says his missus went back to do a degree with Trinity and the fees were only 500 for the year. If you're unemployed, it's completely covered. But it's 90% if you have a job.
What way
and
does
if you go on the website, there's like 250 courses all around the country.
So where does Springboard make that money? How do they benefit?
No, it's government.
It's government.
Tax government funded.
Government. Yeah. It's to help people just get back into education. And people swear by it. Like I say, it's brilliant. It's just not. It probably should be more.
Advertised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's class, by the way, though.
Yeah. Danny just wanted to let us
know. I'm fair fucking played to Danny by even saying, you know what, them boys were talking about that and this applied to my situation. Bang. Let everyone know. Fair play to Danny.
Danny, you're a legend, mate.
Danny's a nice name as well. I'm having it. Criminology would have been a little fascinated by that. Yeah. Boys. Do you know why people commit crimes and all? But I'm on about the deep ones. Not like obviously social and economic circumstances are kind of fairly obvious. So you're like, yeah, that was... But John, when you're like, this fella Bladen had three kids and a wife and he fucking murdered this fella and he found the body 20 years later and we didn't know. And I'm like, what snapped in his mind? That fascinates me.
Yeah.
Seeing a thing today as well, there's a fellow who got out of prison, 30. You'd love this one. Got locked up. They've done a before and after picture. Got locked up at 19. Yeah. He's 57 now. Didn't commit the crime.
Oh, no.
He's had to get 14 million compensation.
Still not worth it.
No, it's not worth it.
Yeah, nearly 60.
Yeah. No wife, no kids, no grandkids. No, like, no. Locked up at 19. He got it done on murder, sentenced to death. They appealed it. Got life in prison instead. They done a DNA test in 2017 or something like that and it indicated that was two of the fellas. Sorry, 2020 that was. Indicated it was two of the fellas and he's out now.
Right, next question for you. We have a fact.
Been a while.
Well, I'll give you the fact.
There's a VAR check going on here. Right. I'm drawing the lines on this one.
So Dano from Pier Street,
it's 100% fake. I know it is. I know it is.
The truest fact that we've ever heard.
I'm going to start at the end of his email. He said, I sent 3 emails tonight and I'm exhausted. This was sent at 5:37 a.m. This was actually the 4th email Dano had sent us. It was probably his best, but unfortunately I don't think it's true. Did you know the widget in the can of Guinness won invention of the year the same year as the internet? The internet and the widget were competing for an invention of the year and the widget won.
I've heard that.
And I looked this up. There is a whole big Reddit thread which seemed to say it was 1994. Other people said it was 91. It got picked up places and it seemed the fact got taken as a fact, but I don't think it is. I looked up a bit more and I don't think it's true. But the Guinness widget, on Guinness's website, they do have... About the widget, they say, in 2004, a survey of almost 9,000 people voted our little widget as being a greater invention than the internet. If they'd actually won this vote 10 years earlier, I'm sure they would have led with that instead of their own survey.
I done the Guinness tour and they were talking about that widget and how, like, scientifically the whole process is fucked without that widget. Like, how you pour the perfect point. So, like, it's this big, huge, like, there was some problem they came into. I think it was with the carbon or something that's in the can.
Yeah.
And it's like, how the fuck are we going to solve this? And like, so many other companies went down the avenue of like putting in like, you know, already have the soja thing and all now, this, that, and the other. Like, back in the 80s and the 90s, people are putting like millions into how to pour the perfect can. And Guinness were like, John, if you just put this little like plastic ball in it, that'll work.
But I think the plastic ball has nitrogen in it, doesn't it? And when the can opens,
I don't know what way it works,
releases into the drink. We'll write that one as inconclusive. But
what was his name again, Alan?
Dano
from Pear Street. Well, there is another one here from Dano, which I think will.
Can we read? If that was his four, give us his other three.
I'll give you one more. He says, this is for you, Calvin.
Yes.
You and your family get everything they ever wanted for the next three O'Brien generations.
Oh, I thought he was just staying. This is.
Yeah, this, he knows who I am and all. Like, you and your family are little cunts and all. You this, that, and the other. I'm like, me.
Relax, Dano, will you?
He says, so your kids get anything they want, their kids, so on and so forth. No worries for life. Billions of quid. For you to get this, Terence is given a blank A4 notepad. Anything he writes or draws in this book will permanently be tattooed on your body. So would you allow Terry this magic book for generational wealth at the detriment of your body? And if you accept it, what do you think he would draw in the book?
That's a fucking great question.
There you go.
It's all on Calvin. I know what I draw.
And do you know what the worst thing about it is? Like, you could explain the situation to Terence and be like, look, mate, look, like, look what you're going to do. Imagine the ripple effect this is going to have. Just do like a happy, little small happy face. He'd be like, no. He's going to do a Liverpool crest the size of the A4 page. Yeah, and I mean corner to corner.
It is going to be a Liverpool crest.
There's not going to be one white patch on that page. Every single squared centimetre is going to be took up on that page. Am I right?
Yeah, so see with the page.
Yep.
You only get to draw one thing, do you?
Well, it says it's a whole notepad.
Yeah.
So what I'm thinking.
Well, no, hang on for a minute. I said page.
No. Let's closely read this one again.
Look, I thought. Look,
Terence has given a blank A4 notepad. A4 too. Anything he writes or draws in this book.
Fuck's sake.
So let's say 64 pages, A4.
Ah, you'd be fucked up.
I don't like how you knew how many pages in a notepad as well.
Yeah. I'd leave him in a bad way in any way.
But you know what else would annoy me?
In a bad way.
64 Liverpool crests.
We'd go through all this rigmarole, yeah, and I'd get the tattoo and all that. And then like 10 years down the line, he'd be like, I still have 60 fucking pages left in that. Yeah. And he'd write like, fuck you or something on one of them. Like, yeah. That has to go on your arm now. And I'd be like, you're a prick.
Imagine he kept one for like a show week.
Yeah. He would though.
When he got wound up.
He couldn't be trusted.
The fuck you and your show written across your chest.
Joe Biden,
shove this show.
You're getting the Mike Tyson tattoo. Yeah. Going on the stage.
Shove this show up your hole and then all them words on individual pages.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'd leave you in a bad way. I'd leave you in a bad way.
So are you willing to sacrifice all of that?
You kind of have to.
Yeah, I think you have to. Yeah.
You have to. You cannot. Everyone will be like, my granddad went through this, so I can be a little spoiled bastard.
And Harper will get your revenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd leave you like Little Wayne, I'm telling you. I'd just keep roaring on you. Yeah.
Like Post Malone walking around.
Did you hear about this fella that put me a forbidden fruit?
Go on.
He's a mate of yours.
You told me that much.
Yeah, and he put me in.
What's he look like?
Mate is a loose definition there, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
He knows you, Owen.
But he ran up and gave me the zinger. I think we answered it.
I think we've done it before, yeah.
Blind or deaf or something like that, he said.
What's he look like?
Generic.
Yeah.
Age? Generic.
40.
Probably. Paul?
Don't know.
See, everyone's salt as errands.
Oh.
Do something. You want me to be the bleeding referee or the bleeding shooter or whatever your bleeding role is in this room? Because he'll dance on his head in a minute.
He's just, you know, the HSE started it.
The HSE. Ah! I have a voice now. Good man, Owen.
You got no more information for me on this person, no?
Yeah, he doesn't matter.
Listen.
Forget about him.
Right.
Yeah, I have an analogy for your 6 foot and height thing, yeah? I went to get a breathing test done the other day and you wouldn't want me height and me weight. So I had to stand against the wall, she dropped the thing down on the top of my head and measured me. She told me I was 5'6" and I was convinced I was 5'8". And I reckon the reason why I think I'm 5'8" is because of me quiff. So when you measure yourself in the mirror with your book and your pencil against the wall, you're measuring the quiff. Take away the quiff, drop 2 inches.
There's no prize for guessing who that was.
Eddie Sherlock. Yeah, there's something wrong with that yoke, I think.
Oh, right, yeah.
Or there's something wrong with your perception of your height.
It's always somebody else's fault.
You're in this delusion that you're taller than you are until you get the facts.
Right. We move on from this. What you waiting for? What you Arthur.
Me? Go on. Go on.
Did you see somebody was running in the elections named McGinty?
Fuck.
Yeah. And it was just McGinty number one, I said. Didn't have that first name. And it was McGinty number one. I was like, I hope that was Arthur McGinty.
What a man, boy.
Not his real name.
Shh, it is,
it is.
Right.
Oh, and it's you. Arthur, tell everyone the truth.
Arthur would like to know, if you woke up and you were the last person on earth, what's the first thing you would do?
Take me clothes out and walk inside in the nip.
Oh, we know. Don't look up three stories.
Six, by the way.
Oh, yeah, creepy.
Actually, can we talk about this? What did we see the other night again? A fella playing with himself.
Same fella.
Same fella.
Same fella playing with himself, right? And I was like, now, he's in the comfort of his own home, doing what he wants. And I was like, who's that fault here? Am I like, pervert, look at you? Or is he like, pervert, look at you looking at me?
I don't think anyone's a pervert.
But then I'm looking down because my apartment's higher than his. That's different. But what if someone's on street level? Don't be looking up at people.
That's, I don't think you'd see him at street level.
Yeah, I think you just said that and now you're presuming that that's the law of the land.
I just think, like, you're nosy if you're looking up this way. You know what I mean? So it's a you problem. You've no business to be looking up that way.
No business. We don't look up enough, boys.
Go on.
It's getting very philosophical now. Go on.
No, we don't, boys. Someone said that to me before. Yeah, and I just went down the road looking up, boys. And some of the roofs and all around here, top of the range looking.
He's actually dead right. I've thought that myself.
Like, I was walking down the road one day and I was like, this is fucking lethal.
Looking up in Dublin is a lot more scenic than looking down.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, but anytime I look up, boys, I just look at that boarded windows. Do you know what I do look up?
Look a little higher.
I do look up, right, boys, and I'd be like, what is that room?
Yeah.
Oh, look a little higher.
Do you know when, like, you'd be walking down the road and there'd be like a three-story building, the bottom floor is like a fucking a spa or a fresh or something. I'd be looking up and be like, what's in the window above that? And then the window above that, like, does anyone ever go into them rooms? I'd always saying, like, how do you get into them? They all just look empty all the time. Do you know what I mean? No one ever think that, no?
No, God, I'd love to say yeah. I don't, no, I've never thought that, bro.
Next time you see a building, 30, and the bottom floor is occupied, the bottom floor is a fucking a shop or a pub or whatever, look above it and be like, wonder what that is.
Right.
McGinty has a question.
Beside the point, McGinty's question. Right, you'd walk around the nip. What would you do? Don't say walk around the nip.
I don't know, bro.
So you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, letting your dog off the lead and walking down the road. That's exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
Maybe you're driving in the bus lane.
100%. All them rooms that you think are empty, now you can find out if they're empty. I'd love to check the time yoke under the spire.
There you go.
The time capsule.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, find off the key.
Off that again. Let her off the Lord Mayor.
Smokes.
I tell you.
And was there a menu?
Yeah.
And I'm nearly sure. Was on Argos catalogue?
Yeah. They could have been more creative, couldn't they, Owen?
Do you know what's mad? Argos is not even a thing anymore. Remember Darren said he was in Argos last week? They went into administration in 2020.
You know, you started a thing on Twitter about that as well. What? That I ran Argos out of the country over robbing pens and all, boys. The bleeding things that were getting said about me on Twitter. I could have sued so many people for defamation.
Yep.
And you started a thing as well the other day about people saying I'm on the juice. So I got an awful influx of
money. I started it.
Fairness. You've been saying that about him for a year. So you're not giving us an answer to this question anyway.
You go to gym in peace.
There you go.
But that's what I was going to say, and I thought you were going to be like, come on, I think I did what I did today. On that day. Get out to the gym.
I don't think like... Gym. Where else would you go with this?
Well, like, what are you going to do? You can't get a plane. You can't go to anywhere.
This is what I was thinking as well.
You could try and fly a plane.
No, you look at my trouble there.
Yeah.
If anyone's going to take the risk, 30 penis.
Can you go to zoo?
Yeah.
It's the animals.
Let's presume so, yeah.
You're going to zoo and you're going in and you're touching them and
all. Talking to them and all.
But not.
Touching them and all.
Yeah, the zebras, eh, mate?
How are you getting on there?
No. Remember your man stroked the penguin years ago? The penguin ended up in a bat in Summer Hill. In a bat. There was a picture going around getting sent to people. Do you remember that? And then it found its way into the paper. Your man was sent in. He was told, hey, look, you get a few quid if you rob a monkey. Not realising the monkeys are actually on their own island in the zoo because they'll swing out of the fucking zoo if they were on the main part. So they had to put them on an island because monkeys actually can't swim. So your man said, well, I'm at the fucking pain into the zoo. I'm taking a penguin. And the man who said to him, "I'll give you a few quid for the monkey," said, "I don't want the penguin." So the thing was just left there in a bat. Folklore, that is, in the D1 area.
It's actually someone from Old Ebony that took it.
Tyrus is ranting on people and all on the podcast. No, what's the story with that?
I'm just saying, but it's all right.
That's how middle class he's gone.
It's all right to travel in the area out there.
Tyrus is like, Dublin 1's getting too much credibility. Yeah.
One more from McGinty then.
Is this McGinty?
Yeah.
Or is it you pretending to be McGinty?
This is McGinty.
You could have sparked this whole conspiracy on your own, and we're not even in on it.
This is like A Beautiful Mind. What film were you saying? Shutter Island.
Yeah.
Or Fight Club. This you're at the point in this perception of this man in our heads.
I didn't say it.
McGinty's not real. This is simulation theory.
Go ahead with the question and I'll tell you.
He wants to know what your favourite smell is.
What a legend.
Boys, coffee. Coffee beans. I promise you, boys.
Have it.
What is it?
Bread. Freshly made. Do you know, like, shops have a vent where that purposely comes out of the vent to lure people into the shop?
Do you ever walk into the Lidl in the morning where the bakery is?
Bakery.
Oh,
they
boys.
Have a serious bakery.
But do you ever buy a bag of coffee? Have you got a coffee machine?
Nope.
Buy a bag of coffee beans, boys, and they smell terrific. And you're like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. That smell is sensational. What else a good smell? Smelling out runners' whopper as well.
Yeah, it is.
Oh. Yeah, like
the salad before you put them on you?
No.
Really? Right. You don't do that?
Lick
do
the that. Soul.
Yeah.
What?
Because it's the only time you're ever going to get to do it. I hate when you're all taunting me at the same time. All of you, there's only two of you. I hate when the two of you look at me at the same time with, like,
that is
fair. Disgusting. I don't mean, boys, listen. I don't mean I'm, like, going to town on it. I just give it a little lick. Because, like, I'm like, this is the last time I'm ever going to be able to lick you.
I've licked. You know that was never tried on?
Probably was, bro, but it looks clean.
I have to lick you.
Yeah, boys, I've licked every pair of runners I have before I wore them. Every single one of them. Just a little lick. That's all, boys. I hate when you stay with that, boys. It does me head in. Now there's a bit of silence as well. It makes it worse.
Can you not see the strangeness in this?
No.
You're licking runners.
Bro, I'm not meeting them.
There's no reason to lick it. Do you know what? If you said, I licked a candle, I lick candles, I'd say, I get it because they smell terrific, they look all right. You might lick it to see, does it taste like that? And I'd be like, right.
You've ate a rubber before? You've took a bite of a rubber, tell the truth?
I don't think I have, Terry.
You've took a bite of a rubber. You have.
You're just going to say, oh, of course I've licked a battery.
Oh, follow points get made. You lick the end of the runner.
No, it doesn't just equal that. You don't try and lure us in. It's like,
is that
you've had a shower before walk? Yes. You've paid your bills? Yes.
You've licked the runner. It's like, no. Yeah, we do that, boys, yeah. Don't know how strange that is, yeah. I won't know until it comes out.
That's very strange. Of all the things you've said.
Do you remember the
is that
time?
The strangest?
Do you remember the time I told them?
It's not
well, it might be the hardest to understand.
Because
there's the least logic involved.
My thought process. Now, boys, when I say I licked the runner, you just licked the end of the runner.
No, we get
you
it.
Went to lick your phone there as a demonstration there, didn't you?
But then I'm realising that the phone's been everywhere. But, so with the runners, boys, my thought process is I give it a little lick on the end. Uh-huh. That's my lucky little yoke.
Lucky lick.
Because I'm never going to be able to do it again.
Doesn't mean, just because you can only do something once doesn't mean you should do it.
Yeah, it does. If I give you one chance to murder, no consequences, right?
Doesn't mean you should do it.
Why do you, whenever you talk about things with no consequences, you always go to murder. Whenever you talk about getting like a free pass or a one wish to do something with no consequences, you always go to murder.
Have one for him. He's not getting out of this one. You only get to watch The Shawshank once for the first time ever. Yeah. You still haven't done that.
Yep.
Yeah. That's my problem.
But now, get your way out of this one. Go on. Lick your way out of that one, Terry. Do you remember the time I told him I like to eat dry Brennan's fresh bread. And he was like, you're sick. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? And I got loads of messages, people like, I love doing that as well. I love doing eating a dry slice of Brennan's bread when it's fresh. And I have loads of messages and people on my side. I'm like, fuck that Terrence
fella. Well, then hear me out, right? So, well, then I don't want any criticism here.
Go on.
If you lick the end of your runner when you buy them, before you wear them, send in your messages. Now, I don't want to hear any criticism until we get the feedback then. Because if we're making that normal, we can make this normal.
Eating bread normal.
Just eating bread on its own. That's perfectly normal.
If you have butter and all in the fridge, on, what are you just eating bread for?
Yeah.
You literally just said that there's nothing better than the smell of fresh bread.
Oh, it's banging.
You're wrong.
You'd be a bad solicitor. You'd be a very bad solicitor.
I'm not trying to make a case. I don't give a fuck, boys.
You were literally like, you've done this, you've done that. So you like runners, you've done nothing but try and make cases.
I'm justifying licking the runner. Everything else, I do think eating the bread on its own is strange. I think it's strange going to the press, taking a slice out of the pan and just eating it. I think it's strange. I think it's very strange. But he's had to justify it because people agree with him. So if you lick the end of your
room. Well, you justified it. You said fresh bread is the best smell in the world.
Yeah, but I still think.
Do you know what? Actually, I just had to remember him. This question stemmed from what's the best smell in the world, and Terrence talked about licking runners.
How did we grant? Oh, you said the smell of runners.
What else?
I didn't. He did, yeah.
Do you know what used to be legal? It's not anymore because I remember trying this not too long ago. The smell of petrol. Oh, remember when you were younger, you used to love it.
Love it.
I don't like it anymore. It's not a thing. Like, I can smell it and I'm like, doesn't appeal to me anymore.
That's because you have to pay for it.
That as well. But remember when you were younger, you'd smell it.
The experience where you have to pay for it.
You'd smell petrol when you're younger and you'd be like, oh, that's whopper. You've watered down the petrol. That's the problem. Right, so that's this week's bonus episode. Send in any questions you have, and if you lick runners, to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. And that's it. We'll see you next week. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in the ground. Tell your body okay. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that. The hip knocker.